Hello, good morning. This is John Usry, and welcome to Wisdom's Echo. Looking forward to visiting with you guys this morning, and great to be on, and hope you are being blessed mightily. I wanted to share something with you I've been watching for the last 6 months to a year that's been rather interesting to me, and I want to call this, What Are You Tuning Into? And the title will become self-evident after a bit, but what's been happening is I've been noticing, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years, a lot of change, obviously, as you well are aware of, and I've watched a lot of people struggling with different things, you know, some health, some finances, some emotional, feeling connected to people, feeling disconnected to people, a change in their lives, relocations, all kind of things. And what I might call a lot of upheaval for some folks, and challenges, and those kind of things that people deal with. And I notice a thing happening where people have been under the weight of circumstance and under the weight of things happening. And I'm not talking about things that are invalid. I'm talking about valid, actual things going on. Maybe there's health issues in somebody's life, or maybe there's money issues in somebody's life. But I'm talking about how people respond in the narrative they hear in their brain. And there seems to be more and more and more of it that I'm seeing or that I'm hearing out of people's testimony, and their, you know, they reach out, you know, needs and problems. And the reason I call it, What Are You Tuning Into? Because I really want people to think about getting out of the narrative of their head. Sometimes you got to get out of your own headspace, take a fresh look around. You have the opportunity to either listen to the narrative that goes on in your head and turn into the narrative of your heart. And the thing is this, is the narrative of your head is so dictated to by circumstances and by situation and by things that are close and evident around you. And it's the noisy one. It's the noisy narrative. It's the noisy that's always demanding an audience. It's the noise that seems to want to corral everybody in and around it. Kind of like the guy selling things at a carnival, or, you know, just noisy and loud, grabbing attention. And the narrative of the heart sometimes is below the surface, below the layers, below the crowded noise, and it's dictating a different narrative. It's tuned into the narrative of the heart, is tuned into the realms of Yahweh. Now, the Bible tells us, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But where you choose to set your sight and your focus tunes your heart in to be receiving from that place. So if you set your sight and your focus on the chaos of stuff around you, and on the circumstance of I'm not feeling well, or on the circumstance of there's no money in my account, or the circumstance of, man, I don't have any friends, who can I go to lunch with, you know. If you focus on those circumstances, you tune your heart into the narrative of your head, the headspace of everything going on around you. And that becomes your reality. It becomes your verbiage. At the same time, the narrative of the heart connected to Yahweh's realm, the narrative of faith, is lying there under the surface, ready, willing, and able to partner with you, to change you, to begin to have you focus on a different narrative and what that looks like. And so sometimes we hear all the stuff and we just have to say, stop, I'm getting out of my head right now, and go down in and listen in the place of peace and shalom. And what are the promises of Yahweh? What are the promises of the kingdom? What are the things that he has said about us? What are the things that are reality and truth versus facts? And as we begin to focus and look on that realm, the narrative of the heart begins to change and begins to come out with the reality of the truth about us, not the reality of the facts around us. And it's easy to get caught up in the narrative of the facts around us. It draws our attention. Our day-to-day lives are wired that way. And I'll tell you, if you watch a lot of news on TV, if you watch a lot of stuff on the television, you're going to have a tougher problem getting out of the narrative of your head. It talks about all the stuff that's wrong. If you look at in a public place and people and crowds and what they're going through and just all the stuff, like lately it's been a thing about some kind of flu bug going around our area that everybody says, oh, I had that. And, you know, it was miserable and it was terrible. And I listen to this narrative like, my God, is anybody well? And then I look into my heart and the narrative of my heart connected into the realm of faith in Yahweh's kingdom. And I realize that verbiage is not there. It's not present. So where do I choose to tune my life? Where do I choose to tune my focus? What am I going to listen to? It doesn't mean that you don't have to take care of things, that you don't have to deal with things, that you don't have to take action and make changes and respond and do some stuff, but you do it with your sight and your focus set on the heart of Yahweh and the answers that He has for you, not the chaos and the circumstance of life around you. If you're reactive in response to the noise, it's not going to work well. If you're proactive in initiating change and initiating things around your life, it will work well because you're coming from a different place of vision. So truth has a different flavor than fact. Truth is a principle. Facts are circumstance. If you choose to live by truths and principles, it will shape and form not just your life, but lives around you. If you choose to listen to circumstances and facts, you'll be driven about with every wind of doctrine, with every wind of noise, with every wind of situation, with nobody at the helm driving the boat. Is it always an easy thing to do? It takes intention, it takes purpose, it takes focus to begin to change the habit patterns. And one of the biggest things you can do is change your environment around you. If you're hanging out with everybody on lunch break at a job somewhere that's negative and talking junk and talking, oh, this is wrong, that's wrong, the other thing is wrong, you might have to decide to do a different thing at lunch. If you listen to CNN, NBC, Fox News, I don't care which one they are, they all are broadcasting a negative narrative. If you choose to engage in activities that are not life-building and not enhancing who you are, you're gonna stay stuck in the mire and quagmire of life. If you don't choose to engage with the Word and read some stuff and self-improve who you are as an individual, listen to some podcasts, listen to some conferences or trainings or things that actually put into your life something that'll make you different, something that'll make you an engagement with a different person. It takes proactive action to begin to change. It's not necessarily simple. It's simple. It's not always easy because you have to develop new habit patterns, new thoughts. But part of this is just realizing that all the noise that goes on in your head, if you still that for a minute, stop and just even realize that there's a different narrative that you can tune into. That's half the battle right there. The other thing that's tied to this that I wanted to mention is the habits we've developed over most of our lives of church life and how we function, thinking that's just the way to do it, not realizing that there may be a new opportunity or a new way to do something. And specifically, I'm talking about the activity of asking for prayer requests. Now, we've been grown up that we bring our requests be made known to God, and He answers us. The problem is we've gotten into the habit of making our requests made known to all our brothers and sisters in Christianity, our friends, our neighbors, our cohorts. And what we it's a slippery slope, because what begins to happen is, let me frame this up for you so you can hear it. Oh my goodness, I am sick. I have this massive problem in my life, and I've been going to the doctor, and I need help with this. Please pray for me. And then you have the responses come in. Oh my gosh, I dealt with that last year, and I had that issue, and my mom goes through that issue, and my brother has that, and yes, I'll pray for you. And so you have framed up the problem and have put it out there for 10 or 15 people or more to agree with it. You've already created a solid base for the problem to manifest and have roots in your life. You have to climb from out of the pit before you even get to zero and start seeing some gain in this thing. Rather than putting it out there in such a way that you frame up the issue, I would challenge you to do this. Before you ever say a word about a need or a prayer request, begin to frame up what the redeemed answer looks like for you in your life. So instead of saying, I am sick, I am ill, look at what you look like on the redeemed side of health. And then if you feel the need to put it out there after that, go something like this and say, my goodness, I see my body completely responding to health in every area of its life. Hold me in your heart in agreement that magnificent health just pervades my whole being, every part, head to toe. And then people can just come in with a heart symbol or a like symbol or a yes, I agree with that vision. And start framing it up to where you're not below zero, that you already have a platform above zero, because you're focusing in on the desired answer, the desired result. So much of what we've done is out of habit or routine that we don't know any different. And a lot of people, you know, they put it out there because that's the only thing they know to do. This is my issue, blah, blah, blah. Some, though, put it out there because they got an issue of wanting to be pet and sympathy issues. And if I tell people my problem, my stuff, and not, I mean, this is not everybody, but there's people out there that do this, it's surprising to say, that they want to hear sympathy. They want to hear your voice of comfort, encouraging them and loving on them. And but doing it from a standpoint of, let me tell you how bad off I am, that I need help. And then sometimes people get into this contest of, oh, mine was worse. Get away from all that junk. Get away from all those games. Get away from functioning from a solical, natural, unredeemed place or state. Begin to frame up your life the way you want to see it, the way Yahweh sees it, the way that you're going to walk in a place of success, health, encouragement, and begin to broadcast that message out from the inside of your being, and have people be able to come and join with that, not the alternative. So I just wanted to share a few thoughts that would hopefully help, you know, give you a little bit different thought process on the way you function in your day-to-day. Tell you I bless you, love you, and stand with you in all the good things God has for you. And we'll talk again soon. Blessings.